All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Perswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day two of our 12 days of manifesting. Today's topic is all about getting divinely intentional. We have intentions in many different ways in our lives. To me, intention is this like long process between saying I want it, to saying I'm going to create it, to actually deciding to create it. And I know that you can look in your own life and see where you moved from intention as a casual thing to intention of, this is going to happen. I am creating this. I am doing this, to a decisional, intentional thing. I will not keep going without getting clients. I will get clients. I will make money in my business. I will. Manifesting is about choosing and deciding, and we can't decide everything all at once. That's why yesterday when I asked you to fill out your clarity form, to look at what is the most important one or two things you really want to focus on in this year, because it takes some energy of creation, of conscious co-creation, to be able, number one, to hold that vision. Number two, to take the actions that you need to take to create it. Where are you not deciding, and you've been saying, I want it, it'd be nice if, and maybe one day I can afford it. Are you doing that about getting a mentor? Cut it out. Just do it. Are you doing that about getting a team member? Stop. Just do it. Are you doing that about finding your true love? Go do it. If that's the part that is so deep and so powerful and so important to you, then take the action. Make the decision. Because until you make that decision, until you have an intentional decision, you will not create it. As long as you're in the, it would be nice if. And I'm talking about big things. I'm not talking about little stuff, like parking spaces and stuff like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something big, like a home, like a forever partner. I'm not even talking about a car. I'm talking about big. Your business, your successful business, for example. Decisions. Choice. But in order to manifest what we want, we do need to be willing to move forward without a back door. I often think about that as a metaphor for our process that we go through in creating what we want, because when we create what we want, we have to, number one, make a decision to deal with that. The stuff that says, no, you can't. Who do you think you are? You're not good enough. You're not educated enough. You're too whatever. You're too old. You're too young. You're too fat. You're too thin. You're too black. You're too white. You're too whatever. All of that stuff that comes up, it tells us we can't create what we want. And we have to be willing to say no. We have to be willing to stand up to it. Decisions. And most of us get a little bit like, I don't want to do that. It's a little too scary for me to create that. It's a little too big. It's too much. Who am I? Who am I? Creating what you want and making a decision, you will have it. Involves all kinds of hairy experiences like the Balrogs. But I want to say that right there is one of the things that keeps us from saying, I will do this, because we are afraid of the Balrogs. We're afraid, and we don't know. We don't know that we have the courage, and we don't know that we have the tools to defeat the Balrog. We think the Balrog is way bigger than us, which it is, in that scenario, but we think it has the power. Ironically, it does not. unless we give it to it. It takes courage. So I provided a handout for your clarity to help you get clear about what did you decide yesterday that you want to focus upon, that you want to create, and are you making a decision to do that? Why do you want it? Really important to know why you're making a choice to manifest it. Why is that important to you? Why are you willing to go through what you need to go through in order to create that? And what do you need in order to support you? If you want to lose weight, you need information, you need support, you need someone to help you change your habits and your behaviors, your environment, but also change your mindset, change your energy, your relationship to food, your relationship to your body, your relationship to exercise, your relationship to well-being. If you want to build a business, you need support. You need to understand. You need new skills. You need to understand how to get them. You need to get some support in understanding that, creating it. You want to find a house, you need support. Are you willing to get the support? And if you're not, why not? Then is it not as important as you thought? By the way, this is not all 100% in, 100% out. There can be some, you know, okay, yes, I'm ready now, but then tomorrow it's like, you know, I think so, and, you know, I've got this other thing I got to handle. That's fine. We all have other things we got to handle. It's more of an energetic holding of the vision than it is an exact all the time being able to tightly hold on to a vision of what you want, a choosing, a consistent, constant choosing. Do you have any resistance or fear about choosing it? Do you have any resistance or fear about doing it or about getting support? If you do, what is it? Give yourself the clarity. The gift of clarity, so that you understand. Okay? All right. We will see you on the call tomorrow. Have a beautiful afternoon. Go get your divine on, everybody. Bye now.